In Pennsylvania, previous efforts to restore former coal mine sites have left behind large swaths of stunted land, places where trees and wildlife just aren't thriving. Now conservationists are using a new strategy to regrow forests and to bring back some native species. Andy Kubis has the story.
Deep in the Moshannon State Forest in Elk County, Pennsylvania, there's a sloped patch of land surrounded by an otherwise healthy forest. It looks as if a tornado has torn through here. The earth has been churned up with tangled roots and jumbled rocks. John Hecker is a forester for the state.
And as you can see, it's a very bare site presently. I mean, there's no trees here.
In the late 1800s, this area was deep mined. Later, it was strip mined. When the coal companies left in the mid-1990s, the land was abandoned. Then, about 12 years ago, the site was reclaimed. That's the term for the federal government's directive to coal companies to make mine land useful again. Often that's meant planting trees, but they didn't take in this area.
The technology back then was to just recontour the land, but the bulldozers, as they ran over it, they compacted the soil. Well, the trees don't do very well in compacted soil.
Hecker manages this tract of land. He says now this and hundreds of acres of formerly mined land in Pennsylvania are getting an ecological do-over, Reclamation 2.0, you could call it. That's why the ground is ripped apart. A jumbo-sized bulldozer with a 3-foot blade came through here earlier in the year and crisscrossed the ground with furrows.
It also loosens the soil where that furrow is, and it allows the tree roots to grow down into that loose soil where it's moist, and those trees will really grow well.
This aggressive form of bulldozing is a relatively new technique. It's only been used for the last 10 years or so. It's called the forestry reclamation approach. Scott Eggerud is a forester and regulator with the Office of Surface Mine Reclamation Enforcement, part of the Interior Department.
This is not what they taught us in school. What they taught us in school is you pack it in, you put aggressive ground covers under to stabilize the site.
And that's exactly what happened here. The non-native grasses they planted took over. They did really well on that compacted soil. But the problem was that the grass got so thick that rainwater couldn't seep into the ground. It might as well have been concrete. Instead, it would run off, polluting the streams below. This new plan will change that.
Instead of water washing off the sites, it now infiltrates, and it's more natural, the way it was supposed to be, the way it was before mining. We're going to grow some really nice trees in this area.
A crew of professional tree planters was brought in earlier in the week to get the bulk of the lot planted. And now it's up to volunteers to do the rest.
Take a seedling out of there, put your hand around the roots, stick it way down in the bottom hole, and pull it up so the root collar, right where the root starts, just a little
bit. About 20 volunteers with big orange buckets gather around Eggerud. He shows them how to put the tree in the hole.
When you empty that bucket, we have a prize for you. Guess what it is?
Another bucket!
Another bucket!
Yes. I love other buckets!
They're planting over 2,000 trees today. White pine, quaking aspen, red oaks, and black locusts. They're all native tree species. The Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources grew and donated them.
I think we'll plant another pine.
The volunteers fan out, navigating the jagged terrain while carrying buckets of tree saplings. 12-year-old Trey Slavonic is quiet because he's really focused on what he's doing. He's here with his dad and little brother.
This is important because it helps, cover up all the mistakes people have done within the mining and taking the coal off from the top layers. It makes it then look more natural, have it better, and more habitat for the animals.
About half of this 45-acre site will be left as grassland. The wild elk in the region will like that. But today's tree planting will help another animal, the golden-winged warbler. This migratory songbird comes to Pennsylvania each year to breed. Populations have declined by two-thirds since the 1960s. Laura Bray is the program coordinator for the Pennsylvania Environmental Council, or PEC. She's overseeing this reforestation effort across the state. Bray says the hope is that the warblers will be attracted to this spot as the trees start to grow.
It's nice to have these edges where you have mature forest, and then you'll have some grassland, you'll have some wildlife shrubs. It's a good opportunity for us to make this site productive again.
It'll be about 50 years before there's mature forest here again. Scott Eggerud, the forester, hopes the volunteers will come back to see how the trees they've planted are doing. Though he says it's not just about growing trees.
The trees are an indicator of the quality of that site. If we're growing nice trees, that tells us that we have a very healthy ecosystem. You can't replace everything that was here. You replace the major components, and it just speeds up the healing process.
Now that the planting is done on this site, next up is the Gallitzin State Forest in Cambria County. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Cubis.
Well, we're getting there.